In a landmark decision, a federal appeals court has ruled that children have a constitutional right to a basic minimum education. They have a right to learn to read. As NPR's Corey Turner reports, the ruling comes in response to a lawsuit brought by students of five Detroit schools.
The student's complaint, filed in 2016, was shocking. Jamarie Hall says going to his Detroit high school was
almost like a nightmare.
Hall says it started the moment he walked in the doors.
You can smell the mold through the walls. You can see the mold on the walls. Black mold, holes, garbage cans on the floor to catch the water dripping from the ceiling.
The five schools named in the complaint also had tattered, outdated textbooks and teacher shortages so bad that in one school, the top eighth grader in math ended up teaching class for a month. Tacey Flint is a lawyer for the plaintiffs and says the result?
Conditions that made learning impossible. Proficiency levels at essentially zero.
Now, this isn't the first time lawyers have tried to argue that America's education system is unfair, but for decades, the federal courts have refused to get sucked into a fight over making sure every school gets the same funding and every student gets the same education. So for this case, lawyers assured the court,
"We just want to make sure that everybody gets at least a basic minimum education."
Evan Kamiker is co-counsel for the students and a former dean of the University of Michigan Law School. Instead of fighting the inequity in schools head-on, which hasn't worked in the past, the plaintiffs are trying to make sure there's a floor to protect the kids stuck at the bottom. So what is that floor?
Can the students read?
Michelle Adams teaches at Cardozo School of Law in New York.
We're not talking about going to college. We're talking about, can you read mail? Can you actually cast a vote?
Or answer a jury summons, or pay taxes. Because if you can't read, you can't participate in a democracy. And that is where, this time, this court actually agreed, saying children do have a fundamental right to learn to read. And because most of the students at these schools were reading far below grade level, the court said the state of Michigan had indeed denied them this right. Evan Kamiker admits literacy is a low floor for schools, but it's the first time a federal appeals court has said there should be a floor at all. Or, to use a more colorful metaphor,
we're not demanding a Cadillac. We're not even asking for a used low-end Kia. But the kids deserve something more than Fred Flintstone's car.
In his dissent, Judge Eric Murphy said food, housing, and medical care are also critical, but the Constitution doesn't make states spend money on them. It's not clear what will happen next, but Jamarie Hall, who graduated in 2017 and is now taking classes at a community college, says he's ready.
We were fighting just to get into the ring. Now we're in the ring. Now the fight really starts.
The case will now return to district court for trial, unless it's appealed to the U.S. Supreme Court, reviewed by the full Sixth Circuit, or the state of Michigan decides to settle. Corey Turner, NPR News.